This is TWiT.
As we know, the practice known as NAT slipstreaming, which we've talked about twice recently, uses, or rather abuses, the user's local router's application layer gateway features. Through NAT slipstreaming, code running on a browser inside the LAN is able to arrange for unsolicited traffic from outside to get into the LAN and to go to specific devices, thus effectively bypassing the natural firewall features that we love so much and depend upon our NAT routers for. For this form of abuse to work, the browser needs to be able to emit traffic bound for specific remote ports. So browsers have been fighting back, thus our two previous mentions of this, by preventing outbound connections to the specific abuse-prone ports, which NAT routers may be monitoring for their application layer traffic. Of course, famously, FTP was a big one, where because of the trickiness of the FTP protocol, active FTP, a packet outbound would itself in the packet carry information for the remote server telling it which port to return its traffic to. So the NAT router, for NAT to work with active FTP, it had to be inspecting the packet's contents, realize that this is FTP, look inside it to see if it's got that port that the remote server is being told to connect back on, because then it needs to proactively open that so that when the remote server does respond on that port, it'll be able to come through the NAT and get back to the proper computer inside the LAN. So that there's a sort of a simple example, but many of the more fancy, more modern, if you will, protocols have things in their actual protocol that affects the traffic. So NAT routers need to be able to listen to that. At the moment, Chrome is blocking port 69, 137, 161, 554, 1719, and 1720, and 1723, 5060, 5061, and 6566. We're talking about this because last Thursday, Google stated that they intend to add TCP port 10080, so 10,080 to their growing list. And as it turns out, it's been on Firefox's block list since late last year, November of 2020, when it got added for Firefox. That 10,080 port is known to be used by the Amanda backup software and also by VMware's vCenter. But in neither of those two cases is there any need for a web browser to be initiating traffic to it, to those ports. So no reason not to block it at the browser. Well, almost none. The biggest concern is that very much like port 8080, which is a popular port of choice for, you know, so-called user land web browsers. You know, back in the dawn of the podcast, we talked about how in the original Unix implementation of IP networking, ports 1 or 0, depending upon how far down there, technically is a 0, because you could have all the bits, all 10 bits of the port number could be 0. Oh, wait, all 16 bits, sorry. But I was thinking of 10 bits because that's where the kernel access ends. Ports 1 through 1023 are reserved, so that only processes running with root privilege are able to open ports, those low-numbered ports. As a consequence, it's not possible for a user to run their own web browser on port 80. Being a user, they don't have that. They don't have access to anything below 1024. But port 8080 is often used for that. Well, so is 10,080, just because it had, you know, it's a nice high number that ends in 80, which of course is the historically HTTP. So, when I was researching this issue last night, I encountered some instances of problems. There was a posting on Reddit that was titled, "Why Firefox Developer Edition Blocks HTTP on Port 10080 After Update." And this guy wrote, "My current school project uses port 10,080 to run the web application. After the update to Firefox 85B2 dev channel," he said, "I need to set network.security.ports.band.override in order to access my web. What's the reason behind the ban of this port? I'm curious because it's not a standard port. Firefox allowed it before, and it's not used by any widely known applications." He's right on all counts. So, of course, we've talked before about how dicey it can be to ever take back anything once it's been given. You know, the internet, the web, and many of its descendant technologies were originally designed by technologists who placed very few, and in retrospect, too few limitations on the use of the new toys that they were creating. And look at how cautious, for example, Google was with Chrome's careful, gradual, tiptoeing removal of FTP. You know, I mean, they very much wanted to remove it and just not have an FTP client in their browser. But they were also very worried about taking anything away that users might be using and depending upon. So over in the Bugzilla forum, you know, Mozilla's forum, someone posted, "I have a similar problem with this change. I have thousands of CPE," and I'm sure he was referring to customer premise equipment with the standard abbreviation, "with their management port on 10,080. He says, "Of course, not accessible from the internet, but I need to manage them. Is there any option in about:config that will allow me to use port 10,080 again?" And of course, he was referring to this change, which hit him also in Firefox last November. And somebody at Mozilla replied saying, "Sorry for the inconvenience this is causing." They had a three bullet point instruction. Go to about:config, create a new pref of type string with the name network.security.ports.band.override. And first of all, I didn't even know you could do that. I thought like all of the preferences were built in, and you search for a piece of one in the search bar, and then you get them. But when I went and looked, it's like, oh, sure enough, there's a plus sign over on the right. You can create your own. So cool. Anyway, and the third instruction is add the required ports as the preference value. He says you can also add multiple as a comma separated list of ranges or list or as ranges. So, and he says the change does not require a restart. So
we should point out you can create your own, but it might not do anything.
Yeah, exactly. if you say, you know, wave.hi.to.mom,
then do anything.
Yeah.
Clearly Mozilla's code does check to see if such a preference exists.
And
if
you could like maybe discover a cookie that nobody knew was in there, right?
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of stuff in there. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Don't spend your time.
No.
So as far as Chrome's decision goes, their developer, Adam Rice, noted of port 10,080. He said, "It is an attractive port for HTTP because it ends in 80 and does not require root privileges to bind on Unix systems. To allow developers to continue using the port, he said that they'll be adding an enterprise policy that developers can use to override the block. Once Chrome's change is in place, that will happen at some point. I didn't see any version number, but, you know, imminently. Users will receive an error unsafe port message whenever Chrome attempts to access remote port 10,080. So the takeaway for our listeners is that it would probably be a good idea to migrate any services you might be hosting on port 10,080, which need to be accessed from web browsers. You know, move them to, you know, what, 9,080 or something.
Or 10,081. Yes. I'm sure there's plenty of places. I mean, there's 65,000 places you can go.
Exactly.
But my question is, and I don't think anybody's answered this, why 10,080? Is there something going on 10,080 that they're trying to prevent? And
the reason I ran across those other references was I was asking the same question of the great internet, and I was unable to find an answer. So there's, you know, it is not a widely used port. The only reason, it fell under the category of NAT slipstreaming. So it must be that there somewhere is a router that Google, that matters, that Google became aware of, that is abusable if it sees traffic passing by it to 10,080. You know, not any of our consumer routers, because as we said, you know, those are generally low numbered ports that are bound to services that need some special treatment. But so, perfect question, Leo. And I think I found it.
You're the one who should know. You got Shields Up. I'm sure you test that port, right?
Right.
Actually, Shields Up is a really great resource for looking at what different ports, especially the canonical ports, are being used for. Apparently, 10,080 is used by Amanda.
Yes. There is an Amanda backup software that uses it, but, you know.
Which is broken now. But sorry, Amanda.
Because it's not.
Is it inbound?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
And when I was digging around, I came away thinking that browsers didn't need to access that, but maybe that is Amanda's web interface. And Google just said, well, sorry, as you said. Sorry, Amanda, but this is more important. So,
yeah.
And it must be because, you know, even Adam recognizes that there may be some breakage, but
there is a command injection privilege escalation exploit, CVE-132794, for Amanda. So I wonder if this was to mitigate.
Interesting. Maybe they are preventing that abuse of that through Chrome.
Yeah.
And
you could use Shodan, right? You could scan for that port on Shodan and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You would find everybody who had it open.
Right.
And we all ought to also note that for some reason, Firefox added that. Oh, in fact, it does say Amanda on the Firefox list.
Yeah. This is an old, it's a 2019 CVE. No, I'm sorry, 2016 CDE. A user with backup privileges could trivially compromise a client installation. And that might be why. But you would think they would want Amanda to fix the exploit as opposed to blocking the port
exactly.
for everybody.
Like, block it for everybody.
Yeah.
And Leo, in the show notes, I do have that searchfox.org Mozilla-central. If you click that, because I saw that there's a #98, that'll jump you right to the top of Mozilla's huge list of blocked ports. It's like way more even than Chrome is blocking.
Interesting.
So yeah, they're really shutting down a bunch of ports on the outbound side. And you'll notice at the bottom there it is, and it's labeled Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. So all of these other ports are used for exploits too, right? Why else would you block them?
Yes. And but the other thing is that as we know, when a client any client of any of our operating systems says, give me an outbound port, they start being allocated on local ports from 1024 and up. So, you know, all of those services are going to be down low, and it would and of course, as we know, web browsers by default aim their traffic at 443 for HTTPS. If you can force them over HTTP anymore, that'll be port 80. But you can, you know, put colon and then the port number in some script, you know, JavaScript or in on your page to go pull a resource from any port you want to remotely. So anyway, it does look like they've, you know, locked down one more problem.
And Mozilla points to spec.whatwg.org for a port blocking spec that has all these ports on it.
Right.
So there's some internet group. It does not have, I noticed, 10,080 on it yet. But there's some group on the internet that's saying these ports should be blocked due to a bad port. I don't know what that all means.
Wow.
So these are the bad ports. Don't use those. Bad ports. No.